Hussein Simko is one of six Iraqi breakdancers bringing their interpretation of this American-originated art form to the United States. Here in Washington, D.C.'s Dance Place Theater, the 20-year-old from the Iraqi Kurdish city of Erbil shows off some impressive moves. Hussein says he first discovered breakdance from U.S. soldiers stationed in Erbil in 2004.
One of the soldiers, he was standing in the car, between all the kids, he called me and said, "Come here and do the wave move." And I was like, "How did this bone got up?" You know, it was something I didn't know about it. So I just went home and practiced till 2005.
Hussein joined fellow Kurdish enthusiast Shalal in signing up for an Iraqi dance academy launched by U.S. nonprofit group American Voices in 2007. Led by executive director John Ferguson, it is the only group coaching Iraq's aspiring hip-hop artists.
We put them through a long series of auditions and chose six of the best and most dedicated and most talented dancers to participate in this tour to the United States. The very first time any of them have been to America, and the very first time they've participated in a full-length hip-hop dance show.
Hal West, who's also from Erbil, is another breakdancer who benefited from the program, jointly funded by the U.S. and Iraqi Kurdistan governments. The First Step Iraq crew, which includes three Iraqi Arabs, also had to overcome challenges such as a lack of training facilities at home.
In general, the Kurdish guys have an easier time. There's more social, I wouldn't say acceptance, but tolerance for hip-hop, and parents allow their children to explore their passions and develop themselves. In Iraq, there's a huge social disapproval of dance in general, whether it's hip-hop or ballet or salsa, any kind of moving of the body in public, especially if men or women are dancing together, is completely forbidden.
One goal of the tour is to give the Iraqis a chance to learn from American dancers, like those of Washington-based nonprofit group Urban Artistry. Hussein says the group's diversity shows that people from around the world can come together on one stage.
I've learned really a lot. Like, the tour, maybe no people, no more dancing, no more about, like, house music, b-boying, hip-hop, and locking, and hip-hop, and, like, yeah, we learned a lot, and we have so much to bring back home.
When he returns to Erbil, Hussein plans to share his experience by opening a gym to help other young people follow in his footsteps. Michael Lippin, VOA News, Washington.